You talk about one of the first things you said is something about his singular vision. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, again, I think it's there was a poet who was, and of course, good way to work into your regime here, but who was speaking at the Literary Arts Awards that were just held here, and he was, trying to talk, as everybody does, about the creative process and blah, 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 and trying to talk about the difference between disclosure and conjuring. And disclosure, basically, for him, referencing the idea of working, as everybody does, within a particular kind of context of production and understanding and cultural factors and so on, and trying to disclose something that was new or different or insightful within that kind of context. And that's, of course, how people think that most creative practice happens. It's not a lightning bolt from Zeus. But conjuring is something different. Conjuring really is something like, the magic woof, something out of nowhere. And I think that, by the time he got to be a mature thinker, that still got pretty close to being kind of a conjurer, because he really was working with some very strict demands that he had for himself. And places that he simply wouldn't go, that would be associated with conventional practice. And of course, he couldn't escape and be, out of space and time. But he was kind of a little closer, maybe, to the conjurer. And that's what made him distinctive, because he tried so hard to, I mean, he called tradition the pallbearer of death. And so.
That reminds me of the Max Planck line about science. He said, "Science changes one funeral at a time." So, yeah, similar notion.